Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Christian Shivago is here, too. Christian is the founder of Shivago Partners, a digital marketing management firm. She's a longtime revenue coach. At one point in time, she was the first woman to sell machine shop tools in the United States, probably in the galaxy. And which I know that industry a little bit, folks. That's a tough industry. And she's also the author of the new book, Roadmap to Revenue, How to Sell the Way Your Customers Want to Buy. And she's our friend. Christian, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back. So I was telling the audience before you got here about my belief that some things about the selling process have not changed. Closing customers, you know, once you get to the point where you've got the right, you've earned the right to do it, closing, the closing process hasn't changed, doing a demo hasn't changed. The only thing about delivering a proposal is you might, and there was a time when I said you never deliver a proposal unless you do it in person. With all the electronics we have today, that's getting harder and harder sometimes to do. But those kinds of things on the last end, the closing end of the transaction haven't changed that much. But things have changed quite a bit on the front, haven't they? Customers have different expectations about how they want to engage you, don't they?
Yeah, it's really changed. You know, some years ago, I think it was more like 10 or 15 years ago, I was talking about the fact that by the time a customer gets to you, they have done at least 60 to 80% of their research or gotten their questions answered. And then people picked up on that stat, and now it's everywhere. Everybody says it. But it is just, it's so true. We all do it. And you even now research things for an hour or something that don't cost that much, but it's really important that you get the right one.
Right.
If you're buying something online, for example. So the scrutiny level has gone up, and the skepticism level has gone up, and the avoidance level has gone up.
Right.
You don't have to be sold to, so you don't want to be sold to, so you do everything you can to avoid it.
Right. Well, one of the things that I remind people about is that today, all customers, but especially B2B customers, they self-qualify themselves and pre-qualify you oftentimes before you even know they exist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's absolutely true.
So there is that's kind of scary, and that's, in my opinion, that's the cautionary tale for any salesperson, any organization. That should get their attention, shouldn't it?
Yes, and I think the real thing we have to face is that selling, in the true I win, you lose kind of approach that has been taken by salespeople for millennia, is not working anymore. Nobody wants to be sold to. Nobody wants to be convinced of something, or that you win the argument, or that you, quote, unquote, overcome their objections, which is really another way of saying I win the argument. Nobody wants to argue, even. So there are times during a sales call where the salesperson will say something that makes the customer think, oh, that's it, won't do business with them.
Right.
And then they turn off, they stop, but they don't say anything, because they're in a poker game and they don't want the salesperson to know that they've decided that's it. And then they just find a way to politely terminate the conversation. And they don't want the salesperson. If they gave them just a little inkling of their real objection, the salesperson would try to win.
Mm-hmm.
And the customer would just turn off and say, no, I've already made up my mind. So that's happening a lot, and salespeople don't even realize it. But it's the whole attitude of selling. I just wrote an article recently about anti-selling, which is that you have to sort of stop and hang back and say, wait a minute, I'm here to help. That's it. And whether you buy my product or not in the process of that, okay, but I'm here to help. And if the customer knows that, they're going to try to give you their business. They'll actually go out of their way to buy something from you.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, there's another thing to think about here. Any customer really, B2B or B2C, if a customer has allowed you to have their presence, if they're in front of you in some way, either electronically, mm-hmm. they're emailing you back and forth, or you're in face-to-face with them, you're on the phone, whatever it is, if they're actually engaging you in some way, you can presume, I think, Kristen, that since they've already ruled out a whole bunch of other people,
mm-hmm.
that you can presume that you made the final cut. You're on the list, the short list. And so don't blow it by acting mm-hmm. like you've got to win a war here. If people are talking to you, act like you belong there, act like you've already earned the right to be there and be cool, right?
Yeah. You know, my husband, we've been married, 42 years now, a long time, and we're still best friends, still in love, can't even spend a few minutes away from each other. We just really enjoy being together. And my husband's really smart, but one thing that I did teach him, which we laugh about, it's like the only thing I ever taught you kind of thing, was once you've sold me, once I say yes, on some idea or whatever. He's a very clever guy. He has a lot of different ideas, and we go on adventures and stuff. Once he sold me on something, shut up. That's it. We're done. Because it's easy to unsell somebody. So if the salesman keeps selling after he's been given that opportunity, just as you said, to be there, be one of the guys. Just back off. You know, mm-hmm. because you can now unsell some. You can bring up things that they hadn't even thought of that raise new objections in their mind.
Oh, I've done that. I've done that plenty myself. I've lost many a sale that I are way too more than I'd like to think about that I'd already gained because I didn't shut my mouth. You got to learn how to do that. And obviously, your husband has learned the five key things to a long and happy marriage to learn how to say, "I'm sorry," "Yes, ma'am." No, that doesn't make you look fat. And the other one is, yes, and one more is, yes, honey, I think you should go ahead and get that. That's the key to long marriage. Quick break, right back. I want to talk about what business needs to do. We'll get Kristen to explain to us, you as the business owner, what do you need to do to make sure that you and your salespeople are doing this? This is a corporate strategy, folks. This is not just a sales strategy. Quick break. The book is called Roadmap to Revenue.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.